I'm not into Sunday morning religion at all. And many of you are, some of you are. So let's shake that off this morning. And I'm not talking about just getting loose and Holy Ghost goosebumps. I'm talking about getting close to the heart of God, whose heart is bleeding for your city. A prophetic people knows that, and they're dominated by it. That's prophecy. They walk with God, and they carry His heart. And His heart is in their heart. That's the heart of prophecy. And it's out of that deep that God wants us to speak to our world. And when we speak it, we are prophesying for real.
Everything I need, it lies in you. 'Cause I'm broken, no, I need you now. Deep inside I'm broken, see the way I live. I know your heart is broken when I turn away. I need to be broken, take the pain away, yeah.
The kind of word that God wants spoken from your belly to your culture around you. That prophetic word raises the dead for real and does not come cheaply.
Everything I need, it lies in you. 'Cause I'm broken, no, I need you now. Deep inside I'm broken, see the way I live. I know your heart is broken when I turn away. To be broken, take the pain away, yeah.
God, please don't let this be another Sunday service in America. Don't let us be another people plugging in their time, yearning to get out so that we can feed our faces and watch sports. Lord, help us not to insult you by thinking that this is it. Be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob today. Be the God of great fame that you are, Lord God, in the chronicles of heaven and in the scriptures. Be that God today. Don't be the image of God that we've created. Don't be the red, white, and blue that we've draped you in. You are not the God that this nation has made you out to be. The God that tolerates sin. The God that is superficial and just looks for a Holy Ghost fix. And then on we go with our happy little life. The God of the sitcom religion. Lord, don't be that God today. Be the God of our Lord Jesus Christ today. Be the God of the spirits of the prophets today. Take us into that secret place, Lord, that Isaiah knew, that Ezekiel knew, that Jeremiah knew, Lord, that Isaac understood, great God, that caused Jacob to wrestle, Lord.
See the way I live, I know your heart is broken when I turn away. I need to be broken, take the pain away. Everything I need, it lies in you. 'Cause I'm broken, no, I need you now. Deep inside I'm broken, see the way I live. I know your heart is broken when I turn away. I need to be broken, take the pain away, yeah.
Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly, out of his innermost being, will flow rivers of living water. He did not say, out of his superficial religious exercises will flow rivers of living water. He said, out of the deep and the essence of what makes him or her a person, his very being as a human being. Out of that place will flow the river of God to a dead world. God will revive and bring awakening when his people develop a cavity within their bellies for God, and not for the cheap fare that this world has to offer. That's where the river of life proceeds from. God despises when humans defy the Lord and say, I do not need you. That is the worst kind of pride. It is idolatry. And the Lord is absolutely against it. He promises he will shatter that. He promises it. That's what God is looking for. Magnify your weaknesses. Don't whine and complain and say, well, God has rejected me. Come on already. Don't be that carnal. Man, that seems a little harsh. It's not harsh if you're God, because the word of the Lord is more important than our earthly pleasures and experiences. Verse 30, if I have to boast, I'll boast of the things that show my weakness. All for a people with this kind of pride. Let me tell you how worthless and insignificant I am without the Lord. Let me tell you with a spirit of joy how much trouble I got, because it keeps me a prayer in the Holy Ghost. But one way or another down the line, we're not going to get the approval from man when we speak the word of the Lord that gives life to a culture of death that loves death and wants to call it life. Say, man, you're kind of sadistic. No, I'm not sadistic. I'm going for the thing after the weakness, the strength. But I'm, as much as I, my soulish man, my natural binding to this life, my flesh hates this material. If this is the way to glory, then God, give me grace to take it. If this is the way, Lord, that you are devaluing the values of this world, then take me through that corridor to glory. I don't want a cheap fix. I don't want to bypass the cross like the church. So many ministries are predicated on their attempt to bypass the cross. They're based on the attempt. God cannot entrust the people to act like him on the earth if they are not absolutely, thoroughly convinced of their own complete worthlessness and insignificance and weakness and neediness for God. There is no way. We have got to become the champions of weakness, sons and daughters of men, because only in our weakness, only in our self-conscious weakness will we depend on God. Come on. I'm not into Sunday morning religion at all. Amen. And many of you are. Some of you are. So let's shake that off this morning. And I'm not talking about just getting loose and Holy Ghost goosebumps. I'm talking about getting close to the heart of God. Yes. Whose heart is bleeding for your city. Amen. A prophetic people knows that. And they're dominated by it. That's prophecy. They walk with God. And they carry his heart. And his heart is in their heart. That's the heart of prophecy. And it's out of that deep that God wants us to speak to our world. And when we speak it, we are prophesying for real.